Welcome back to the Candid Cast. This is Season 3, Episode 8. Today, we're diving deep into a trait that sets great leaders apart: courage.
Hello, welcome once again to another episode of the Candid Cast. We are continuing our study of the Leadership Development Series, and we are looking at the profile of a leader. What makes a leader a leader? What are those qualities that we promote leadership in a person? We have taken 7 episodes in the past. Today we are taking the 8th episode. Before we continue, I'll plead with you to support us by subscribing to our channel and sharing this video to as many people as are in your contact. Before we continue, please subscribe to The Candid Cast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and other social media channels. We are also on podcast by whatever medium you choose to listen to podcasts. You have us on audio podcast. Please subscribe to The Candid Cast and share to as many people as are in your contact to also profit from these teachings. Today, our topic is courage. Don't forget that we are talking about the profile of a leader. What makes a leader a leader? Courage is one of them. Napoleon Bonaparte said, "Courage isn't having the strength to go. It is going on when you don't have the strength." Nelson Mandela puts it this way: "I learned that courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not the man who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers his fears." Courage is that ability to dare, no matter how afraid or insecure or intimidated you are at the time. It is the ability to go on when you are alone, feeling unworthy, incapable, deserted by others, or even mocked by them, by the naysayers. You will always have naysayers around, whatever you want to do. Courage is not the absence of fear, but a realization that something else is more important than the fear. That's the leader's conviction. A leader must have a conviction that is higher than his fears. That's why he said that if you don't have anything you are ready to die for, you will die for just anything. To assume the leadership of the nation of Israel after the passage of Moses, one thing was required of Joshua. It was courage. The nation has roamed the wilderness for 40 years, looking forward to the land of promise. At the verge of entry, they got to learn that nations mightier than the nation of Israel were in the land. Actually, it was 7 nations, each of them mightier than the nation of Israel. Those nations were not going to vacate without a fight. Fighting people mightier than you is like signing your death warrant. Fear, we say, go back. It is no use trying. Courage, we say, go forward. It is possible you win. If the leader backs down or caves in to fear, the nation is doomed. We have said this earlier, recall, that leadership is influence. That's where we started from. What leadership is all about. Leadership is about influence, that ability to sway others. The courage of a leader will inspire towards the goal, and the fear of a leader will also inspire others into defeat. Every member looks up to the leader for direction. Leadership inspires for good or for bad. A leader needs to be courageous. Teaching children to work hard and live a life of integrity in a corrupt nation is very tough because many of them look up to the politicians as leaders, and they see how much dishonesty seems to be paying off, and they come up with phrases like education is a scam. I can tell every youth that is listening that education is not a scam. You only feel so because you are drawing inspiration from the wrong set of leaders. Look somewhere else. Look away from those people, and you will find that without education, you actually go nowhere. Many reasons why a leader should be courageous. We will look at the first one, as that ability, the courage to take risk. So I'll take the number one as risk taking. Recall that in earlier presentation, I have mentioned that a leader pursues the comfort of others at the expense of his own comfort. Courageous leaders are willing to step out of their comfort zone and take calculated risks to drive innovation and progress. Nothing is achieved by those who pursue convenience position. If you are looking for what is convenient for you, you will actually go nowhere. The pursuit of comfort is responsible for many people remaining small. It is not cheap to step out of your comfort for the unknown. And this is where courage becomes a leadership skill. That ability to analyze risk and go for it in spite of your fear, your loneliness, and even the mockery of naysayers. You overcome all and drive towards your goal. Number two, for a leader to advance and show courage. Courage helps the leader to make tough decisions. So the making of tough decisions. There are decisions that only a leader can take. If you are not a leader, you look at those decisions and look at how it will feel, the pain that it will bring. You will not be able to take it. Leaders with courage make difficult choices, even when they are unpopular. That's why I say leadership is not a popularity contest. I have found that the average person makes about 70 conscious decisions every day, and that amounts to 25,550 decisions a year. And over a lifetime of 70 years, you make about 1,788,500 decisions. Albert Camus said, "Life is a sum of all your choices." You put all those 1,788,500 choices together, that's who you are. And there is no other thing. A man is the sum total of his choices. Where you are today is determined by the choices you made yesterday. And where you will be tomorrow is by the choices that you make today. When your mates are registering to go into primary school and you decide you will not go, you will wait. After 6 years, they're out of primary school. You will see whether your life is the same as their own. Somebody is illiterate, somebody is literate. It just stems from that singular decision. Viktor Frankl was a brilliant doctor whom the Nazis imprisoned in a concentration camp. They took away his livelihood, confiscated his possessions, mocked his dignity, and killed his family. They locked him in a cell with no way out. They thought he was finished, but he found a door that his guards did not know about. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of human freedom, is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. He found that when his circumstances had closed every outer door to him, they revealed to him the door that matters far the most, the doors through which a soul can leave fear and enter into courage, leave hatred and enter into forgiveness, leave ignorance and enter into learning and to liberty. He discovered that his guards were actually far more imprisoned by cruelty and ignorance and foolish obedience to barbarism than he was imprisoned by the walls and the barbed wires that were used around him. To make that decision is a tough decision to make, but no one will decide it for you. It is that tough decision. Do I forgive? Do I live in pain? Do I fight back? Do I bear? Do I exercise patience? Do I take? All those are tough decisions. That's why we said in our last episode, when we talked about self-governance, we looked at some of those things that nobody can do for you. You just have to make up your mind by yourself, just like Viktor Frankl did. Number three, stand up for what is right. Courageous leaders advocate for justice, equality, and fairness, even in the face of opposition. I saw a video recently where a law teacher entered a class and asked a student to stand up and leave. That student was instructed never to enter that class again. For no reason, no offense, nothing. There was no offense. The student left and the teacher asked the rest of the class. After the student, who did not offend, was asked to leave the class. Professor said, "Why are there laws?" That's the question. Why do we have laws in the world? Every other student tried to hazard a guess and they agreed that laws exist to foster justice, fairness, and to protect the rights of citizens. The professor was of the opinion that rights of citizens will not be protected if there is nobody to fight for rights. And people don't fight for rights when they are not involved. That's why we have so much injustices in our world. It is not in the shortage of the laws, but in the shortage of people who are ready to stand up when they are not directly affected. The professor raised the second question. Was I fair to your classmate that was sent out of class for no reason. Everyone agreed that the professor was unfair. Then why was there no protest from any student? Why was there nobody to stand up against the injustice? Everyone stayed safe because they were not the ones affected. He concluded that if you don't help to prevent injustice, one day you'll be a victim of injustice and you find every other person looking the other way. Unless we have courageous leaders who will fight injustice when they are not negatively affected, the world will slide into anarchy. The world has seen a lot of freedom fighters like Nelson Mandela, Kenneth Kaunda, Martin Luther King, and more who courageously stood up against injustice, and that is leadership. I've mentioned Kenneth Kaunda severally in my previous episodes as one of those who gave themselves. Those who fought for the independence of African nations, the Kwame Nkrumah and the rest, were also people in that category. Standing up for justice, standing up for what is right, is a hallmark of leadership. Number four, courageous leaders admit mistakes. Courageous leaders admit mistakes. Leaders with courage. It takes a lot of courage to own up to your error as a leader, and that's the only way you can learn from them. You demonstrate accountability and humility in the process. I recall when President Olusegun Obasanjo got information from diplomatic sources that he should not return to Nigeria because the Abacha government was after him, framing him for plotting a coup that never existed. He was outside Nigeria. He returned to face charges in the understanding that he will establish his innocence. When Abacha announced on national television that he, Obasanjo, plotted coup, Obasanjo said he will come out, but it is not Abacha that will release him. Why did he come to that opinion? He said because he has known Abacha, that he does not have the courage, is not the type of leader that will come out to admit his error, no matter the overwhelming evidence that we presented before him. Once he has announced it, that he plotted coup, let angels come and reveal to him that there was no coup. He does not have the courage to come out and admit his error. On the other hand, we have seen Sam Adeyemi recently come on national television to say he had ignorantly thought for several years that eagle was the highest flying bird, but he was corrected by a young man. I said, don't joke with young people these days. They just go on the internet, Google something, and come out with something you have thought was right and have been teaching everywhere for a long time. He accepted the correction and he came to announce it publicly. That is leadership. A leader is a person who is courageous enough to own up to his mistakes and announce it to the people, so that everyone will learn. Those you misled before will learn the correction just as you are learning. Don't leave them in their ignorance. Number five, it takes courage to lead by example. Courageous leaders show vulnerability and willingness to take the first step, inspiring others to do the same. A leader who will not do what is calling others to do is not a courageous leader. If you ask people to sacrifice, you should take the lead in sacrifice. That is leadership. When we tell people to forgo certain benefits, we should take the lead in forgoing our own rights and our own benefits. There are some more benefits of being a courageous leader. Number one, it promotes a culture of trust. A courageous leader is fun to be with. Most people who intimidate team members are masking their fears. When a leader demonstrates courage, he creates a safe and supportive environment where others feel empowered to take risk and speak up. Such a leader is trusted. Number two, it helps to overcome fear and uncertainty. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear, but ability to go on in the face of the fears. Courageous leaders navigate uncertainty, providing stability and reassurance to their team. And number three, benefit change and innovation. Thomas Edison is reputed to have tried making electric bulb and failing 999 times before making a success of it. That's a perfect example of courage. Courage is essential for leaders who want to challenge the status quo and drive meaningful change. Leaders often need to disrupt the status quo, which requires the bravery to challenge existing norms and practices. If you are afraid to make mistakes, you cannot make success as a leader. Leaders go on, make mistakes. Mistakes drive innovation and bring about changes. Number four, you build resilience. Courageous leaders are not afraid of failure, like I've mentioned earlier. Those who fear failure don't make success, because there is no successful person that has never failed. Leaders with courage develop the strength to bounce back from setback and maintain momentum. Because you admit your error, you are able to come out like what I mentioned of Sam Adeyemi. He's able to bounce back. And when you are listening to him, you listen with confidence that even if there are errors, you are not going to die with the errors. He will come back to correct it and you will learn more from it. Number five, courageous leaders inspire others. Courage shows others what is possible, motivating and inspiring their team to tap into their own courage and achieve great things. There is nothing that cannot be achieved when the people set their heart at it. Number six, growth is promoted. Growth is promoted. Courageous leaders are more likely to embrace vulnerability, admit their mistakes, learn from them, which sets an example for continuous growth and improvement within the team. So if you work with somebody of courage, there are very high chances that you will learn and grow, because there is always something to learn every day. The benefits of courage in a leader are numerous, and the absence of courage in a leader can also be disastrous for the team members. This is where we draw the curtain today. As I say, thank you for staying tuned to the Candid Cast. Till I come your way next week, God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. We hope you enjoyed exploring the virtues of leadership with us today.